You're listening to Juno Afternoon. It's about 26 minutes after the hour. I'm Shelley Delaney, and my next guests today are Allison Holtkamp, Donnie Gott, and Christine Carpenter. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Thank you
for having us.
Of course. You're all here to talk about a performance coming up this Saturday called Same, Local Stories of Gender-Related Violence. Allison, you're the director, and Christine and Donnie are both performing. First of all, what is important about using the term gender-related violence in the title of this production as opposed to domestic violence, interpersonal violence, or other names?
Gender-based violence, it's more inclusive of everyone. And gender-based violence doesn't necessarily reflect your gender identity or your sexual orientation. Gender-based violence can happen by a man to a woman. It can happen by a man to another man, and it can happen with a woman to another woman, because it's basically about toxic masculinity and power. And so it is gender-based in that the masculine perpetrator mostly is seen the more feminine victim.
And what about same?
Same, it's so interesting, and Donnie might be able to help me with this too. That was not the original name. The idea of the show happened kind of out of angry conversations that I had had with a friend of mine, and also with Donnie, because we worked together and we were really riled up over this past year about how stories of gender-based violence weren't being heard. And we were like, this is good. It was kind of came from an anarchy base. And so we had kind of a harsher name. And when I decided to do this, I felt that it should be a fundraiser for AWARE. And I'm really happy that I connected with AWARE, because they steered me a little bit away from the scarier name for a few different reasons, because it's kind of scary subject matter to begin with. And also, I wanted people to attend the show. And so best not to have a scary name. So Donnie and I had talked a lot about what the name would be to get people to come, and also to tell people what it is. And Donnie did some research, and she found a production that was kind of similar in Hawaii, and the title was The Me Too Monologues. And I kind of liked that, but it turned out that that was somehow weirdly trademarked, so we couldn't use that.
Well, we could use it, but someone else was controlling the narrative, and we had to adhere to certain stipulations in order to use the name Me Too Monologues, which seemed counterintuitive to what we were trying to do.
Sure.
Totally. And the way that I have conversations with people, and instead of saying Me Too, sometimes I'll say same. Mm-hmm. And so it's basically from that, but also it's like that a lot of our stories are the same, and also it's bigger that we are a community and we're all the same.
So tell us a little bit about what the performance will entail. I know it's a series of stories, local stories. Tell us about that.
It will be, it's essentially, if people are familiar with mud rooms, it's a lot like that, where people will get up and they'll tell first person stories of their experience. What makes it a little different than mudrooms is that every story is directed. So there'll be prepared pieces. Everyone will come in with a prepared piece. Some of them will be memorized. Some of them will be read. Some of them are poetry. Some of them are have theatrical elements. But there are about 10 stories, and they're approximately 6 to 7 minutes each.
Allison, you're the director of the production, and it's the first time you've ever directed a production that wasn't based on a published script or any script at all. So and you talked a little bit about how this came about or what made you take this on. Can you say more about that? I know we all know there's a lot of high rates of this type of violence in Alaska. Did that have anything to do with it?
Absolutely. And we live in a culture now where, I mean, even just a couple of years ago, more and more people were coming forward with their experiences. And that was like giving me so much strength to share my own. There was so much inside of me that I hadn't yet even put in my mouth to say as words. And Donnie and I are really close. And I would say things to her that I had never told anyone before. And I found a lot of strength in that, just to like get it outside of my body and to have it not weigh me down anymore. And so I felt strength in that. And I love when people share their stories. And so I tried to figure out a way to do that as a production.
Was it a challenge to make it all happen, to get it at Perseverance?
No, it wasn't. It was so wonderful. Perseverance Theater has been awesome. I have friends that work there because I've done a lot of productions there. And I emailed them at the beginning and I was kind of like, ooh, can we use the little black box Phoenix for our little production? And they got right back to me and said, the main stage is available. How about the main stage? And I was like, okay, let's do this. Let's fill those seats and make it a big production. So they have been incredible.
That's terrific. I'm so glad to hear that. Donnie, you're an actor and you've performed in many productions at Perseverance Theater at other venues. We have a clip of a reading you did on Writers Showcase back in 2015. So let's listen to that now.
Us kids smile and wave good riddance when Fox and Uncle Sly roll out one way and we roll another, bruised butts in the seats. We're piled into Big Mary, our station wagon, that barely fits us all and is a miracle for starting up. We're packed in with a huge pot full of frozen moose meat and whatever we have to eat in the back, along with a jumble ball of Afghans. Polar Bear's always knitting. Fox and Uncle Sly go hunting at the homestead, and Polar Bear drives us to see Aunt Sheila and Jack and Gracie, our cousins, at the house that Uncle Sly built, all googly-eyed and drunk. The house has gone through a few names, Slack Shack, Plywood Palace, and the one we all remember and still use is the Tilton Hilton.
I love that, the Tilton Hilton. So that was a clip from Melinda Moustaki's Us Kids from her book Bear Down, Bear North. And on Saturday, you'll be reading a local woman's story. So I wanted to ask, what's it feel like to share her experience on stage and out loud?
Well, I don't know yet. and actually, on Saturday, I'll be sharing my own story. So that's terrifying.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
And also exciting. All of a sudden I have no words to speak the language. I am really, not to sound too precious, but I'm deeply honored to be a part of this project that Allison, you know, has been talking about. And then one day I was like, we are doing this. And it's going to happen. It's going to be the 22nd and we're doing it. And even as we've gone through this process and we didn't know if we had enough stories or who was going to submit. And it was a hard time, you know, gathering it all together. I knew that I had my story. And then all of a sudden I had another story. And then I had another story. And I had another story. And I realized that I have a lot of stories. That on the varying spectrum of surrounding the issue, and so I am excited. I'm scared. I hope that I can get through it without crying, and I hope that I can reach someone in the audience to help them have that feeling of same or that feeling of solidarity. And then maybe healing. That is all I can really say about that right now.
I have a feeling that a lot of women are going to be able to relate to what you have to say, to what everyone has to say. There'll be a lot of sames in the room. I'd be willing to bet that 4 out of 4 of us could say same, and that really says a lot. Yeah. And it sounds like it's going to be an incredibly safe space too. So, and we're going to talk more about that, but. Christine, you're an actor and a visual artist as well, so same question to you. What's it feel like to be the voice of the woman whose story you'll be reading?
First of all, I'm not an actor.
Not yet.
Not yet.
This is your debut.
This is my debut. Everybody
what
come.
Debut,
I mean. I know, right? Very. And I, too, am also sharing my own story. So I very much deeply connect with what Donnie just said, that I am nervous and scared and taking some time to take care of myself during this week-long build-up that it feels like we're here and then we're doing a pseudo-dress rehearsal tonight and we're – but I'm also incredibly happy that we're doing this. There is a cathartic aspect of this project that previously I have worked on – I have done a show before, a visual show – of my sexual trauma is a good way of describing it. And that process I did really by myself with the awesome support of my partner and my family and my friends. But this time around, it's super empowering and cathartic is a good word to stand up on stage with a bunch of other people that have this same aspect to it and tell our collective truth all together. There is like a whole, I'm getting goosebumps as I'm talking about it. There's this whole other collection of grace that comes with that and power. And I really hope that other people get that same, even if they're not participating, that them sitting in the audience and them too saying same, get that same feeling that there is some healing to that process.
I mentioned that you're a visual artist. Primarily, not an actor, primarily. and Christine, and you will have artwork on display in the lobby of Perseverance Theater on Saturday. We have some sample of that work online at ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon. It's really amazing. You sent me a lot, but I only put up a couple pieces because I really want people to come and see it for themselves. But can you talk a little bit about what we're seeing?
Sure. So I did this show about a year and a half ago at the Alaska Robotics Gallery. There's still some pieces there, too. So if people can't make the show, they're welcome to go and see the pieces there. But really, the condensed version of it is there are words written on each one of the pieces that are scans of words that were written in my journal following my rape many years ago. And I took those and used them as a way to share my story and a way to heal and a way to visually communicate my internal pain that I was feeling and my internal healing process. So it really starts, the first piece, really the one that talks about if I never see his face again, it'll be a day too soon, is it starts really in this like dark, grungy, hateful place that I really still experience often, and it ends in sort of a bright place that really is a place of acceptance and a place that I've said before that my goal is at the end of the day, if I end up there every single day, then I've had a good day.
Thank you, and thanks for sharing those and letting us put those up on the website.
Oh, thank you.
I really liked it, and the three I put up were the three that were my favorite. If you're just joining me, I'm speaking with Allison Holtkamp, Christine Carpenter, and Donnie Gott, all part of SAME, Local Stories of Gender-Related Violence, this Saturday at Perseverance Theater. We are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk more about the performance, including how humor plays a role in the process and how the stories were sourced. You're listening to Juno Afternoon.